So this is everywhere that there was forests in 92, where there no longer are. So pretty much everywhere that's been deforested. And this doesn't necessarily mean it's all urban. It doesn't mean that, or all developed. You know, a lot of it is grasslands or wetlands. Not so much agriculture on this one. But, I mean, a lot of it is development. But, you know, so this is cool. But how do you know what it became? You know, this is kind of useful. You say, oh, this is a lot of land that's been deforested. But what is it now? So, yeah, then land cover transition. So, go back to our original 2011 data set here. And basically take what I just showed you. Take the deforested areas and then basically do the same thing again and subtract it from this. And you get something like this. So this shows all the colored areas here are, except for the blue, are areas that have been deforested and what they are now. So all the pink and red areas, those are developed areas. These darker green ones are wetlands of some sort. And this yellow, especially along the edges here and sprinkled in between, is grasslands. So, yeah, you can tell a lot. I mean, there has been a lot of urban development. Or just development. I wouldn't necessarily call it urban. It's not a very populated island.
Some people would argue with you.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't been there, but it only has a population of about 1,100. So, I mean, that's kind of what I think is incredible about this
that's
stuff,
in the
too.
Winter.
Yeah, that's in the winter. I don't have information for the summertime populations. I wish I did. But yeah, so I used this method for, and I went through and I did this for pretty much all the towns across the bay here. So this is sort of a similar thing, and this is up with Searsport and Stockton Harbor. And you can see here it's a little bit grainier, sort of, you know. That's because it's those squares, those pixels I was talking about. So each tiny little dot is 900 square meters. But you know, that's useful because you can add them up. And
so in this picture, the white or beige, so, is forested?
Not necessarily forested. So these maps I'm showing you here, that's just forest loss, or it's just forest transition. It's just where the forests have transitioned to a new type of land cover here. The white doesn't necessarily mean it's forest, although a lot of it is. But yeah, so this is mostly focused on forest loss here. So yeah, for these two towns, I did also, you'll see in the next few slides, I did group some of the towns together, somewhat for presentation purposes, and also they just had very similar statistics overall. I know, you know, there's sort of some individuality with the towns, but so yeah, these two towns lost about 5.5 square miles of forest in the past 20 years, which is about 14% of what there was. Now it's about, you know, 3.7 square miles of grassland. You might notice in a lot of the grassland ones, the percent changes are really high because there simply really wasn't grassland 20 years ago. There just wasn't very much. So yeah, 3.7 miles, square miles, only about just a little less than 1 square mile of developed land, although square mile is a lot. And for a town that, you know, it wasn't very big to begin with, that's still about a quarter increase in development. About half a square mile of wetlands, and yeah, agriculture is pretty minimal. But something interesting, too, I found is that the increase of development in percent doesn't necessarily match up with the increase in population by any means. There's only been about 84 more people, permanent residents, that is, you know, since 1990.
Wow.
And it's only about 2% of the you know, 2% increase in population, but about 0.25% in developed land increase. So, you know, that's a lot. Yeah.
What's the difference between grassland and agriculture?
So, grassland is mostly just any open field that's not being used to grow things on. They can tell through different kinds of sensors when there's sort of crops or hay being grown on a land, or vineyards or orchards or something like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas a grassland just might be sort of just open space, but it's really not, still not really being used, you know, very much.
But it's grown
quite a bit.
Right, yeah. Right. So the areas in here...
The forest went away, and it's now like a meadow?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's what I understand.
And because
there
all these yellow lands
are where there were forests, but now they're deforested, but they're just grassland. You know, they're just a meadow. And we sort of saw some of those the other day when Ron took me around yesterday, showed me the whole bay, and I sort of saw some of these places. Yeah, you can see them up on the mountain. Actually, I think I was looking at probably this one the other day. We were out on, actually, I think it was that. We were out on Searsport Island. You can see up on the mountain, there's just big clearing. Yeah, so it's just grassland now. And so maybe that's potential development, or, I can't say exactly why it's grassland. But
it could be weather that took the forest away at the top of a mountain.
Yeah, it could be.
Probably the mountains here were rocky ledge.
Maynard's burning wood. I mean, we do a lot of...
Right.
You'll see they'll clear acres to sell, just to sell the wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't exactly speak to why some of these land cover transition or why places are deforested, but I can tell you where and what they are now, for sure. So next is Belfast. They lost just under 4 square miles of forest, about 15%. About 2 square miles of that is grassland, and just under 2 square miles is developed land. So it's pretty cool. I mean, this is Belfast in here. You can see a lot of it is sort of infill, but a lot of it, too, is coming out here. More into the wilderness. And yeah, that about went up almost 50% in developed land in the last 10 years. And, while the developed land went up almost 50%, the population only went up about 4%. Went up a total of 287.
So what's the development being used for? There's no people to use it. Why is it being developed?
Yeah. Well, I'll probably get there in that, my conclusions. I'm just going to go through these real quick.
You came in late. This is only up to 2011. Mm-hmm. So the last
three years.
Yes, I apologize. I knew where I was. Oh, that's okay. So, next is Camden-Rockport. Especially with Camden, you can see a lot of infill. These are the streets, but... A lot more impervious surfaces all across the board. It lost about 8% of its forest cover. Not too bad. About 3 square miles. I mean, it is a big town. But it's seen almost 100% increase in its developed land. Just over 3 square miles. And this is between Camden and Rockport. Almost 3 square miles of new developed land, as well as about 1 square mile of grassland, about 1.5 square miles of wetlands. And similarly, the population's only increased by about 72 people, and this is permanent residents. I can't necessarily speak to the summertime populations. But that's such a negligible increase in population, but these developments are through the roof.